From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Jerry Shario reading Beneath a Dakota Cross, Book 1 of the Fortunes of the Black Hills series by Stephen Bly. Now let's begin with Beneath a Dakota Cross, Chapter 1. On the banks of the Rio Leon, Coryell County, Texas, April 24, 1875. Two dark sorrel horses leaned into their rigging and pulled the loaded buckboard up the muddy embankment. Brazos Fortune refused to look back. There were no tears in his eyes. That one fact surprised him. Wheels squeaked. Worn boards groaned. Pots and pans rattled. But there was no conversation. Brazos ran his hand through his neatly trimmed, gray-flecked beard and glanced out of the corner of his eye at the young girl in the long yellow dress sitting next to him. She was looking back. He felt her glove-covered hand reach up and hold onto the sleeve of his canvas coat.
"Is that all we do, Daddy? We just drive off?"
Her voice fluctuated somewhere between that of a 10-year-old and a girl of 15.
"Shouldn't we say goodbye or something?"
With calloused, bare fingers, he rubbed cake dust from the time-plowed furrows at the corners of his eyes, then slapped the reins on the rump of the lead horse. "Darlin', we said our goodbyes when we left the house." Two long braids pulled her light brown hair back and seemed to enlarge her blue eyes.
"We'll come back, won't we? We just have to come back someday," she sniffed.
"Daisy June, we prayed that through already. The Lord is someplace else in mind for us, and we're going there." The wagon leveled off on the east side of the Rio Leon. Brazos allowed the wheels to slip into the dried mud ruts of the Waco Road. There were no trees or buildings in sight.